This is a dictation for L.F.O. Washington. A-L-F-O-U-W. Last name is Washington. W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. The date of birth is 9/24/73. Date of accident 10/9/2023. Date of service 10/11/2023. Allegedly, this patient, L.F.O. Washington, is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 10/9/2023. The chief complaints the patient presents are severe pain in the head, right shoulder, pain in the middle back and the lower back, with radiation to the right arm, right and all the second, third, fourth finger being numb. Patient reports that he also has pain in both knees. And all of these pains are quite severe, according to him. The history of the automobile accident is described as follows. Mr. L.F.O. Washington was sitting in the as a rear passenger on the right in an Uber car that was being driven by a Uber driver. The accident happened at 3:20 p.m. This was a Ford Fusion, which was an Uber car, and the accident occurred at 7 Mile and Hayes at nearby Queen Street in the Detroit area. The patient reported that they were going straight on 7 Mile and they were stopped on a left turn lane while another car came also to make a left turn and hit them in a rear ending. The patient reports that due to this impact, his knee hit into the seat in front. Their speed of the car was zero. Other car was possibly coming at 30 to 40 miles an hour. He was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. After their car was hit, the driver who hit them from behind backed up and ran away. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and the patient reports he did not go to any hospital. He in fact went to consult urgent care yesterday, and where x-rays were done, medications were provided, and he was discharged. The damage to the car is as follows. The car is completely total. It is not drivable. The rear part of the trunk and bumper are completely damaged. However, there was no damage inside or to the window glasses. All the window glasses, windshield, rear windshield, front and back are all okay, as well as no damage to the steering wheel, headrest, console, dashboard, none of them. Regarding the impact, an injury, patient reports that he hit into the seat in front in a big way, and there was a whiplash to the neck. Since he was wearing the seatbelt, he hit back into the headrest quite hard. In addition, patient reports that his right shoulder and right knee banged into the seat in front. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from severe headaches that are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are almost 2 or 3 times a day. Located in the front and the back of the head, severe, and they are off and on, as well as they are sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizure, or additional symptoms of TBI. Patient is reporting lack of focus, loss of equilibrium, loss of balance as the main symptom. Also, dizziness is reported, which is lightheadedness to him. He does not have any vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. He denies any ringing in the ear or vision problem, no balance problem, memory problem, none of them. No incontinence. Smell is okay, taste is okay. TMJ joint is not painful. Facial muscles are intact. Regarding the pain, patient has pain in the right shoulder, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is only able to lift his arm beyond not more than 90 degrees of abduction or flexion. The pain in the spine is located in the middle back and lower back, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is some shooting pain in the right arm, patient describes, which is towards the front of the forearm and upper arm, with involvement of second, third, and fourth finger, and numbness and tingling. Patient reports that he can walk up to 100 feet, but then he started limping quite a bit and become painful. He can sit, but the back pain is worsened. He can stand for 10 minutes. He is sleeping on his tummy due to the pain. He can only sleep for 2 hours. All of these pains are moderately severe, constant, several times a day, felt like throbbing, sharp, aching, and the severity is from 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. In the modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing and improved by nothing. And additionally, patient suffers from weakness of the right hand, as well as numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right forearm, upper arm, denies any bladder bowel incontinence. Sleep disturbances is associated, and difficulty walking moderately is affected. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic, fatal anesthesia, or incontinence of the urine bowel. No weakness, lethargy is reported. Regarding history of the past investigation, no X-rays or CT scan have been ordered yet. Regarding the past treatment, no treatment has been afforded yet, except urgent care in Concerta that he went to see one visit. System review is negative except for endocrine illness, type 2 diabetes. He is on metformin. Also, he reports of a left-sided stroke 2 years ago. In the pathological history, patient reports of cerebral stent, STENT, at St. John Hospital that was given to him. Allergies none. Family history. Patient report that mother is deceased due to diabetes and drinking problem. Father is deceased from pancreas cancer. There are 4 brothers and 1 sister. They are all okay. Relationship status, patient is single. Patient is married and he lives with his nephew. Employment status, patient is a barber by profession and currently is unable to carry out his duty due to the pain ongoing throughout. Disability, he has never filed any disability. Legal action, patient does not have any chosen attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, patient has reported that all the ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates are all affected 8. Patient has filled his paperwork for calm and opiate risk tool, mental health screening, sleep questionnaire, and they've been reviewed. Physical examination, blood pressure is 162 over 82, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'9", weight 285, 50-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, is sitting comfortably and is well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are identified, but he does have, he appears to be anxious but not lethargic. There is a good attitude and demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with a limp, slightly painful, antalgic, but he is not using any cane. Rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Please mention that in the examination of the ENT, his tongue is deviating to the right due to the previous stroke history. His face is paralyzed on the left side, along with involvement of the facial and trigeminal nerves, poor sensation and poor movement of the seventh nerve. All the facial muscles are poorly moving, and also his left side of the eye is not closing completely due to the weakness of upper lid, eyelid. Musculature examination is negative. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination, please use the template for inspection and palpation. In the spine tenderness, moderate tenderness is located in the L4, 5, and S1 spine. And There is no spasm of the paraspinal quadratus lumborum trapezius muscles. Range of cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test. Distraction test is negative, Sotohall test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burzynski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees. Bilaterally, will control lateral leg raise test is being positive bilaterally. Bregar test is positive. Kemp test is negative. Kemp test is also positive. Sacroiliac joint were examined and moderate tenderness is noticed in both sacroiliac joint. The standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative. Faber test positive bilaterally. Johnson test is positive bilaterally, Thunderbird sign is negative. Examination of the extremities, except for both the knees and also for the left shoulder, both the knees and the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template to describe them. Gait is slightly anchalgic. However, the patient is able to walk with a limp without using any cane or adaptive device. Examination of the right shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the right shoulder appears completely normal with no dislocation, laceration, contusion. While range of motions are limited to 90 degrees of active motion, beyond which patient starts having pain in flexion and abduction. Muscle strength is 4x5. Special tests are conducted for elucidating the pain through supraspinatus testing. Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. Near test, speed test are positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Examination of the rest of the right forearm is apparently normal. Examination of the hand and wrist is as follows. On inspection and palpation, no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound is noticed. No angular deformity, color of the skin is normal. Inner prominence are not atrophied. Muscle weakness is not present. Range of motion is normal for the wrist and hand. Reflex are normal. Grip is slightly poor to 4x5. Carpotunnel compression tests were found positive. Fallon test and Gonsalon test. And Tindall's and Fallon signs specifically were positive. Poor grip was noticed. Examination of both the knees is follows. On inspection of right and the left knee, we find that there are no scars, erythema or effusion. On palpation, there is a peripatellar tenderness bilaterally and also in the medial collateral ligaments. There is no fracture, dislocation, laceration notice. No crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise is heard on moving the knee from flexion to extension to back to flexion. Range of motions are normal at 135 degrees. Motor power is normal. Medial collateral ligament was found tender and loose. Motor power, but not ruptured. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer was negative. McMorris Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XXD, Z7 9.891, CNS, R51, R42, S09.90XA. History of stroke, right sided. F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. Cleaner labrum tear left shoulder S43.432D. Right wrist M25.531, right hand M79.641, CTS right G56.01. Pain in the right knee and left knee are as follows: M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, thoracic spine 54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Alpha Washington is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week for the neck, mid back, lower back, and both shoulders, both knees to bring some help, both sacroiliac joints. And with traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is advised about home exercise using McKenzie back program and yoga. Heat has been advised to use with water heat, wet heat, or even infrared heat. Patient is advised to rehab. He remains off work, off housework, and transportation help has been checked out for him. Patient is going to be continuing with chiropractic acupuncture, and after 2 or 3 months, if no relief, then other options will be discussed, which include the doing the MRI, doing the injection treatment, or even surgical treatment. Medications. Patient is provided with the following medication, which are Mopic 7.5 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 41 or 2 every 6 hour PRN is a narcotic analgesic, is relief to relieve the pain which is severe affecting the life function and sleep. Lyrica 15 mg 2 times a day is for pain relief. Purified 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment 4% for relief of the topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For panic and ongoing anxiety. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. No records were available. And no MRIs has been done. Interventional pain procedures are on hold until the MRIs are done. Surgical options are on hold. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not warranted right now. Patient will be waiting for a little bit. If the symptoms continue or increase in their frequency and severity, then it will be considered. Attended care is not warranted. Caseworker not warranted. Past medical records are ordered released from the urgent care investigations. No investigation is being ordered right now, but we'll wait for a month or two. DMS. Patient is provided with a back brace and a knee brace for both sides. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability is discussed. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.